Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good and he is mightily moving. And I mean mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has so many wonderful things to say to his people who love him. And I love him back. I love God back. I thank God for all the wonderful things that he does for us, things he put in motion. The Lord has been putting not only salvation in motion, but people that he will use to reach us, people that will capture our attention, unusual people that will preach the gospel and tell about the love of God and the wonderful redemption found in Jesus Christ. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe on him would have everlasting life and not perish. We will not perish and we will have everlasting life. You know, if man had a way to cause you to live an extended period of time, let's say just another 100 years, if they had a pill you could take that would allow you to live 100 more years than your normal lifespan, it will cost millions of dollars, or at least thousands of dollars, at least $50,000. In fact, when people have heart surgery, that bill can be $50,000 by itself. So I could just imagine if they had a pill you could take that would allow you to live another 100 years, just 100 years. It will cost well into $1 million. And the richest people in the world would try to buy them and sell them. And they'll buy one. They would pay for it. Men would pay millions of dollars just to live another 100 years. And that's only a tenth of a day with God. Man was designed to live forever in the first place. 1,000 years is like a day to God. We only live our lifespan is only 10% of one day. Now Adam died within one day to God. He lived to be 939 years old, and that was it. And the average lifespan is about 10% of that. And that's like 92 or 3. And if a person lived to be 89 or 90, they lived a full life. And, you know, and most people who live to be that old lived a full life. They had a chance to enjoy retirement. And they had enough time to do almost everything a man would want to do in our generation. But Jesus Christ didn't just give us an extra 100 years. He gave us everlasting life. So Satan couldn't stop the fact that if we believe on Jesus Christ, we get to live forever. And he wants to hide that from not only you, but all people. He wants to hide the facts that Jesus set in motion. He wants to hide it from all mankind. And he uses lies to do it. See, people who love this world system, they're easy prey to be ripped off by Satan. Now, people don't know it, but the love of the world will cause you to be an enemy against God over time. Lusting out, when men lust out to women, or women lust out to men, or people just lust out to people in general, like they do these days, which is unnatural. Lust is not natural. God didn't give man lust just like he didn't give us fear. That's a temptation and a suggestion from Satan himself. God makes everybody beautiful. It's God who made everybody as beautiful as they are. And they're supposed to be beautiful because God is good. And everybody is beautiful in their own way, unique way. And they're supposed to be. People are supposed to be attractive. If all things being equal, everybody would be attractive. But God never intended for us to lust after each other. Because when you love God, you have power to live. And love embraces responsibility. Lust uses what exists against others. Lust has nothing to do with love. It's an attraction that causes people to use other people. People are attracted to people's beauty. But that kind of mindset will harden your heart against the things of God. Same thing with greed. God is, and He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. If you do what you're supposed to do, Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all things will be added. And that's a promise. No matter how people add it up, no matter who won't give you a job, who won't give you a chance, if you seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, all things will be added to your life. And you don't have to be greedy. The lust of the eye cannot be satisfied, just like the lust of the flesh can't be satisfied. Those two things have this in common. They feed off what other people have. But the love of God is industrious. And it strives to be a blessing to other people. And then pride. When you think about the awesome love of God, pride is the opposite of that. And it will harden your heart against God as well. Not only against God, but against His people, against Jesus Christ, your Savior. And pride will harden you against the life that is produced by the Word of God. And this is why Satan uses deception, to get people off track, to get people to think wrong, to get people to believe the worst against God. Now all the nations, see, Israel, the nation of Israel is like a line in the sand. God told Abraham, I will bless them that bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. See, everybody was designed to be blessed by Israel. That's where Jesus died for us. That's where Jesus came from. He was born in the tribe of Judah. And Satan hates that tribe, and he hates Israel, and he hates Christianity, because that's how God liberated us. He hates the work of Jesus Christ. And so all of his temptations is designed to get you to hate the same thing. That's why people fall for deception. See, when you hear the wonderful truth of God in this Christmas season, you know, Christmas is celebrated because Jesus came and died for us, and now we don't have to. That's the good news of Christmas. That's the reason for the season. That's why He came and He died for us, to bless us, to bless all mankind. And it's celebrated almost worldwide. And people know of the holiday of it. But the holiday is based on the love of God, the love of Jesus Christ. And men have turned it into another kind of celebration. Even parents give their children evil toys on Christmas that has nothing to do with the love of God. And they turned it into something else. But Jesus came to give us life because He loves us all. And He gave it to everybody liberally. Whosoever believes on Him can have everlasting life. So Satan had to interrupt that because he hates the love of God in action. He hates the life of God. He hates Jesus Christ because Jesus Christ gave us all life. So Satan gave us deception based on pride, lust, or greed. And there are people who took the liberty and love of God, the liberal love of God, the great, generous love of God. When I say liberal, I mean generous. And they turned it into lasciviousness. And they make merchandise of the of God's people. And give people false hope so they can live off them. See, God didn't intend for it to be that way. If everybody put their eyes on Jesus, they would prosper. And I'm going to tell you why I mentioned that. I want you to understand something about prosperity. If you're looking at the Lord, if you're observing Him and taking Him at His word, He will alert you to opportunities that already exist and show you how to prosper. A.G. Gaston once said, if you want to get rich, find a void and fill it. Now, he didn't say go out and do something dangerous. He said find a void, find what's not, and make the difference and fill it. That's what God is saying. If you look to the Lord, you will be trained in how to prosper in a godly way. But Jesus didn't say it'll happen all at once. He didn't say that it'll happen overnight. He said, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. You cannot seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all things, all the necessities of life not be added to you. He used the word added because it's a living process. It's not designed to be, salvation is not a get rich quick scheme. Salvation is life. God gave you life. Life works. Everlasting life, and you can work your life into great victory. Work is involved. Your work is involved. But see, laziness is also an ally of Satan. Lazy people won't do their job. They won't do what they're supposed to. And then they complain against doing their work. But see, everything that all the resources God gave us, He did that. But when you put your hands to work, you're contributing to God's creation. Your ability to work and be a blessing to people, that's your contribution. And you will be rewarded for it. Your work is a blessing. But see, the world don't see it that way. They want somebody else to do that, what they're supposed to be doing. They want rich people to take care of them. Rich people are not God. And then there are people who get rich off poor people. And they make it look like they're God. And they're not God either. And they make you feel bad when you don't support them. But that's not God. God don't use fear tactics. I thank God that He's God. He does things the right way. Now, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com. Newlivingletters.com. And this broadcast is on the webpage in real time. And I thank the Lord for it. When you hear this broadcast, it's on the webpage, and you can download it to your phones, your smartphones, iPhone, Android, and share it with your friends. See, when you download, it's on your device, so you can share it with other people. You can let your friends listen to it. If you hear something important and relevant to your loved ones. See, the wisdom of God runs deep, but you have to... You know, if you hear something that you know will be a blessing to somebody, it'll take effort to get to them and let them hear it so that they can judge it for themselves and believe on Jesus Christ, who gives them the victory. And then you'll see them in heaven because they love God and they believed on Jesus. And they defied all the pushback of Satan and all the people who said no and all the scholars who said, well, we don't do it that way. The Word of God is understandable, it is detectable, it is true. You don't need anybody to guide you into life. God made it plain. If you study it and you believe it, that's all you need. Now, God gave you the gift, you know, wonderful preachers such as apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers to help you, to help the body become one. But more than that, you're a Christian. You believe on Jesus. You have the life of God in you. And if you don't have anybody to teach you, you can study the Word of God, and the Holy Spirit will help you learn. And then the Lord will guide you to the people that should be in your life to help you grow and help you avoid the false teachers out there. See, you can't just run to a church, just like you can't go marry the first person. You see, you got to, those are things that you need God's guidance on when you get married and where you go to church. I go to a good church, Victory Christian Fellowship. It's a wonderful church, and there are many good churches. But see, the Lord know where you fit. He know where you would be happy. He knows where you will be blessed. And not only that, He knows where He can use you to be a blessing. So you can be, you need to ask the Lord, where should I go? What should I do? And if you, whoever you're interested in marrying, if you're single, then ask the Lord to guide you in that thing. Because He knows you better than you do, and He knows the person you're interested in more than you do. If you're a man, He knows that lady better than you do. And He can tell you what she's capable of, to the good or bad, or both. I like simple. If you pay attention to the Lord, you'll have an inner knowing in what to do. He will guide you by the Holy Spirit. But if you're going to follow Him, first follow the peace. Learn to go in God's presence and sense the peace of God. Enjoy the peace of God. When you have when you have the peace of God on something, that's the Holy Spirit guiding you. Follow the peace. Now you got to pay attention to the Lord. If He warns you, sometimes you can want something so bad you can believe it's God. Now I can't leave that out. That is true. But when things are of God, it's noticeable. You'll know it in your spirit. Other people may not see it, but you'll know it in your spirit. And as long as you're in faith, you can ask the Lord for a confirmation. And that's the way to conquer deception. Now, Satan don't want you to marry the person that's perfect for you. A fitting wife. He don't want, if you're a man, He don't want you to have that fitting wife. Somebody that will love you for you, not what you can do for them. Even the best ministers, the Lord told, He's told me something. He said, He loves me for me. He doesn't require dedication. The things that dedicated people do, like going to church, studying the Word, praying, those things are not requirements to get saved. You got to believe on Jesus. Now follow me on this. Listen to me. When He told me He doesn't require dedication, that's, I had to go sit down and think a while. But He was explaining something about His love. He loves us for us. Not what we can do for Him. Not our performance. Not how often we go to church. Not how much we give. Not how much we dedicate ourselves to ministry. If a person gets saved and just not sin, God loves that person. If a person decides not to get saved and they stay in sin, God still loves the person. If they ever get close to believing on the Lord will move heaven and hell to get to them, to get their attention, to keep them from going to hell. He really do love you. That's how much He loves you. And then He explained it to me. He said, I don't require dedication. I desire dedication. It's just like your children. You love your children no matter what they do or how they act. You want to throw a rock at them sometimes, but you love them. You may want to chastise them or scold them for the foolishness that they can do, but you never stop loving them. But God's even greater. He loves us even more than that, than our loves. He loves us more than how we love others. Now, when the Lord told me that, He said, I love you for you, not what you can do for me. Not how you minister, not how much you give, not how often you go to church. And all those things, that's the wisdom of God. Keep doing those things. They help you. One proverb said, if a man is wise, he's wise for himself. Do the things of life for your own good. And so that those blessings will fall on your children. See, dedication, if you're dedicated, you'll see dedication in your children naturally. But if you were lazy all their life, don't be surprised when they act like you did. And on the same token, if you were dedicated and doing things that should have been done, don't be surprised when you see them operating in wisdom, even if they started out seeming very foolish. Sometimes children can do things that seem so ridiculous, and you say, you know, the illusion is that they'll never get it. But lo and behold, they learn to do great and mighty things in the Lord's house. And they make their mark on the world. What you put in motion stays in motion. And the Lord is the God of redemption. But he loves us for us, not what we can do for him. And that made me love God even more. Deception is nothing but a lie that Satan uses to trap people in wrong. He trapped people to do the wrong things for the wrong reasons. Even good things for the wrong reasons. So that he can make a mess of things. And because he does that, people fall for it and they miss out on all the blessings of God. In Isaiah 14, it got to when it talked about how Lucifer fell. It said, in hell, people will narrowly look upon him and say, is this the man that caused me to be here and caused all this trouble? When they see what kept them out of heaven, they're going to be astonished at how one foolish angel, one hateful angel, kept them out of heaven, and he used his sorcery to cause them to disregard God, not love God, and be an enemy against God. They didn't know that they were being duped. And sometimes they were so weak, he told them that they were going to die. But they didn't take it serious. See, in the world system, people look at things, they go by how things seem and not how things really are. But you can't do that in life. You can't operate like Satan and live long. You have to do things God's way. And then, my friend, you will have good success. God told Joshua to study the word day and night. And then you will have good success. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Satan wants to keep that a secret. And I don't. I'm going to let people know. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Everyone who trusts the Lord and take him at his word, they're going somewhere. You can take God at his word and you can thrive in life. You can thrive in life. Nations have been built. People have been blessed. People who were on the bottom rose to the top. It never stops. It happened in every generation. But anybody who is willing to believe a lie, the enemy will hijack their life. Just like wicked men hijack airplanes. Deception will help Satan hijack your life, take you somewhere you really don't want to go. When people are deceived, they are relaxed in an illusion. They're not going where they want to go. They're not going forward. It looks like they're going forward, it only looks like it's going forward, like they're going forward to them and sometimes to others. To people that don't know any better, people that are doing evil to get money, it looks successful. But when you study the Lord's word, when you seek the Lord and his righteousness, you see the lies for what they are. And you see through what Satan is doing. And you're not deceived. And neither can you be. Unless you start lusting after the world. Some people become wicked. They love the world and they become the enemy of God. Even though they know better, they hold the truth in unrighteousness. And judgment will come on them. See, Daniel said the wicked will do wickedly. And they won't understand. That's something that wicked people have in common. They will do wickedly and they will not understand. It didn't say that they can't understand. It said they will not. They won't understand. Sometimes when people hear the truth of God's word, because of whatever happened to them, what they desire, you know, hearing the truth is kind of like coming out of a wilderness. You hear your friend's voice and you know that it's your friend's and they're in a safe place and you know that it's true, but you might like where you are in the wilderness. But the way of safety is before you. When people hear that Jesus loves you, he laid his life down for you, and when people explain it, the truth of God is detectable. But the love of the world will cause people to question whether it's real or not, to judge it based on what they like more. The truth of God's word is for you. That's God's heart towards you. And when you believe it, then you can receive it by faith. And then you act on it. And now you're included into the blessings of God in real time. But deception says, if you do that, you can't enjoy evil. Well, you don't need evil. And nobody enjoys evil very long. Because when you start sinning, first it's exciting. You're using other people's resources, their beauty, their wit, their wisdom, their possessions, and you didn't work for it. You're using other people for your own gain. But the problem is, it's not satisfying, because when you use them up, you're back to, it's all down to you again. And you can't continue the prosperity. You don't have the wisdom for it. And you have to find a way to seduce somebody else. That's Satan's way. That's the way of the world. It looks good on paper. It looks good on film. But it always runs its course and ends in death. And the enemy don't show you the hook side. He show you the bait side. He only show you the bait side. If he show you the weak side, he believes that there's no way in the world you'll ever come out of the hole you've gotten yourself dug into. Usually right before people die, he'll show them enough to brag against them. Or when it's too late, after the divorce, after their family is gone, after everything's been destroyed, then he'll laugh at them. That's coming to those who trust to do evil. And then God has to judge you because you rejected the truth. And then you got to be punished for it. Because you decided not to believe on Jesus, who took your punishment for you, you got to take it for yourself. Deception is a lie. Deception has no foundation. The truth of God's word, if you research it, God did everything legally. There's nothing Satan can accuse him of. He did it the right way. God gave us salvation the proper way. He became a man and died in our place. Sin entered the world, entered the earth through one man. And through one man, he's going to shut it down. And everybody who believe on him are rescued. They get to go to heaven. They believe on the Lord. They have a new heart. They can do what's right now. He gave us the ability to become the living Son.